All right, the 50-minute jam is what that derives from. It's a jam in the barn, and it happened this last spring. I want to give you two.
Howdy. DJ Rubes with you with the baseball scores from tonight. In the NL West, L.A. pads their lead by, actually, they didn't pad it because the Giants and the Padres both won, but 28 out of 37 for the Dodgers. They beat Greg Maddux and the Cubs 8-1 today. San Francisco beats Philadelphia 16-6, and San Diego beat Cincinnati 14-5 to keep pace with the red-hot Dodgers. In Montreal, the Expos actually win one. They beat Houston 6-5. Of course, Baltimore up 4-0 on the Blue Jays. In a battle of the Sox, Chicago White Sox beat the Boston Red Sox 8-7. Jose Contreras wins. He goes to 10-5.
Nice trail.
Cheers, man. And Wakefield loses for the Bo Sox. Cleveland beats Minnesota 8-2. Colorado over the Pirates 9-3. The Mets over Arizona 10-6. Benson with the hot wife wins. He's 9-9 on the year. St. Louis, that's a new acquisition for the Mets, Benson and his hot wife. St. Louis Cardinals beat the Atlanta Braves 4-1. The Milwaukee Brewers beat the Florida Marlins 6-5. Texas over Tampa Bay 5-3. Kenny Rogers, the gambler, goes to 14-5 on the year. In the sixth inning, we've got Detroit over Anaheim 3-1. In the eighth, we've got Kansas City over Oakland 6-1. And in the seventh, the game some of you might be concerned about, the New York Yankees over Seattle 10-2. That's in the seventh inning.
Excellent. Thank you for that information, DJ Rubes.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring the sports desk to the people, Mr. Kevin Shapiro.
Bringing it to the people is what we're all about here at, from the archives and at the Bunny. I've actually, speaking of bringing it to the people, it's been brought to me from the people, specifically from Jason Colton, who's been so instrumental in putting together these radio stations at all these events. And Jason's one of my oldest friends. We actually met, if I have this correctly, at the rave in Milwaukee, May 1st, 1992. And I remember my meeting with Jason, and it was a choice meeting. I remember the Mike song better. But nonetheless, Jason hit me up for some tapes at that time, and I thought to myself, wow, this guy is promoting shows, which he was at the time, and yet wants tapes. And I'm always glad when I hear that, because that means the promoters are keeping it real. Anyway, through Jason has come the CD into my hands, and it consists of the sound check tonight. So I actually was broadcasting to y'all while that was happening, so I'm as excited as you to hear that. And in the meantime, I'm going to take us out with a request from Mr. Carini, Mr. Pete Carini, Slave to the Traffic Light, November 4th, 1994. I'll pick it back up with the sound check in its entirety, I believe. And so I better run through the announcements real carefully. Once again, 92.1 WMOO. FM from Derby Center, repeated, brought to you also through W257AU, St. Johnsbury. This is Kevin. This is from the archives, my sixth time around. I'll be doing this again at noon tomorrow and again the next day, noon. Speaking of which, today's 8:14, the 11th anniversary of that amazing show at Tinley Park, and we rolled right on through 8:13, so I'll just hold my tongue about the Murat. I just had to say Murat. All right, here we go with the Slave. For all of you who are out in traffic, but who are staying out of the left lane and coming in north like you're supposed to, keeping it cool in the towns and villages, and finding your way on into Coventry. Enjoy this.